together at 7:13. We'll go through our first roll call, and then, yeah, we'll go from there. Senator Chow?
Here.
Senator Mimon?
Present.
Senator Stankovic?
Here.
Senator Tai?
Here.
Senator Junius?
Here.
Senator Rodarte?
Here.
So everyone's present today. Would anyone like to... Does anyone have a motion at this moment?
I move to approve the agenda.
A motion to approve the agenda by Senator Tai, second by Senator Rodarte. We'll move to guest announcements and public comment. If anyone wishes to give a comment, please just like raise your hand or just say your name, and you would have 2 minutes. This is unrelated to what is on the agenda.
Or no, I think this is the only. Is this the only public comment? Are they not allowed to give comment on items on the agenda?
Well, Daniel told me that they were, but I don't know. We usually just wait until we open informal discussion.
Can we move to recognize?
And then just open informal discussion on it?
Yeah, we can. We can.
That's so interesting, really.
Yeah, normally we can give public comment on, like, items on the agenda unless they're recognized. Like, so I think it's just general public comment. Or at least that's how we can do it.
Yeah. I would just think because it's committee, like, that's the whole point, is to talk about the resolutions. But I guess...
We just open.
I just thought it would be good to have it on the record that there was public comment.
I mean, we can do it. Like,
Let's just do it, yeah.
Okay. Would you guys wish to give a public comment?
Yes.
Would you guys be able to recognize...
Like, say your name so we can record.
I'm Maya Williams.
I want to recognize Maya Williams.
I'm Keshwan Kluwila. It's K-E-S-H-W-A-N-T-H.
I move to recognize Keshwan.
So Senator Kiana moves to recognize Maya, and Senator Kai moves to recognize Keshwan. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, you guys have the floor. You each have 2 minutes to give a public comment.
Yeah, I can go first. So, hi, I'm Maya. I'm one of the Climate Action Engagement Fellows, so I work in the Student Environmental Resource Center, along with Keshwan, who's my co-fellow, and we, the past year, have been working on developing an environmental justice minor on campus, and we think, well, right now we're kind of seeking to have the support of the ASUC as we take this to the Academic Senate, but we think that, especially right now, when so many, like, environmental programs, environmental research are being cut and being threatened by, like, the federal administration and just the political climate that we're in, we really think it's important that the university adopts something and institutionalizes, like, an actual environmental justice curriculum on campus. As it stands, there's not, like, a formal pathway for students to study environmental justice. Like, there used to be a concentration within the society and environment major, but that's been eliminated recently. And so we think that right now it's really pressing that the university kind of takes a stance and really amplifies, especially as we're kind of like nearing a climate threshold, it's really important that we recognize the intersection of like existing social justice issues and the climate crisis. As it's kind of mapped out in the resolution, there's a lot of universities that have already adopted an environmental justice minor. So this is not like by any means revolutionary. And we do already have the support of like the Associate Dean of the College of Natural Resources, Kate O'Neill, a lot of other professors. Right now we're kind of looking to find a departmental home that would be able to like manage the minor. But yeah, we really just want the support of the ASUC and of all of you guys as we kind of take this to the Academic Senate, a space where students don't really have a voice, just to be able to show them that there is like a formal endorsement on behalf of the ASUC.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey everyone, my name is Keshwan. I'm the other co-Climate Action Engagement Fellow along with Maya at CIRC. And yeah, I think Maya really touched on a lot of the points that are in the resolution, but Yeah, I just want to add that the resolution sometimes when we look at environmental justice, it can be siloed to like see around the College of Natural Resources, but I believe this minor is something that's interdisciplinary and like works across all different majors, whether it's like LNS or biology, chemistry, English, whatever it may be. So a lot of the courses on our minor snapshot, for example, are from a lot of different departments, and many of the faculty that we talk to are from across departments as well. So we know there's a wide range of support among both faculty and students who want to see this happen. And we're also not introducing many new classes, but we're like mapping out a lot of existing classes that already exist on Berkeley's campus that many students are taking currently, and just creating an environmental justice pathway that recognizes the work that students are doing. And we also know that environmental justice work can't be done without engaging with the communities directly impacted by the environmental harms, specifically Indigenous and BIPOC voices. So one thing that we're really trying to do as well is highlight the community engagement portion of it and the research portion of it. So we're also asking for support in terms of making sure that students have access to these community engaged research pathways and scholarship opportunities for students to engage with Indigenous BIPOC programs. And especially UC Berkeley, being on Ohlone land and Indigenous land, that's a really important talking point for us. And we want to make sure that we recognize those voices and bring those cultures to the decision making table.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for your public comment. That's the two public comments we had, so we'll move to pending business.
Do we want to discuss the EJ one first, or are we not discussing that this week?
Yeah, I was just going to say, this was never edited, so I was wondering if we can just table it to next week and get it over with.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with it?
Would
you be able to motion?
Oh yeah, I motioned to table SR 20. Or actually, was Sean contacted about this?
Yes, but I don't think he's here.
Okay, so I motioned to move SR 25, 26, 39 for next week.
Yep. Motion to table resolution 39 to next week is our second.
Second
by Senator Tawai. Anyone opposed? Okay, seeing here none, we'll table resolution 039 for next week. And then now we'll move to new business and address item B first, which is the resolution SR 2526045 in support of environmental justice, minor and community engaged environmental justice education. Would anyone like to open formal discussion for this resolution?
I move to open formal discussion on resolution 45.
For how long?
For 10 minutes?
I think that's good.
Yeah.
10 minutes in time. Motion to open informal discussion on resolution 045 for 10 minutes by Senator Sempovich. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Rodarte. Anyone opposed? Okay, seeing and hearing none. I don't know if you guys have any questions, or I know that you guys already talked a little bit about what these means and how we can. I don't know if you guys have anything else that we can support you on, or I don't know if you guys have questions about it. I don't know if you get the chance to read in, but I think it's amazing work, and I think this is something that the campus is really in need of. So I think it's amazing, and I appreciate your work.
I had a couple questions. I just out of curiosity, are you guys in Bella's office, or just like Eco Community at large?
I'm in Bella's office also, but we both work in CERC.
Okay, cool. Because I was just curious, like, kind of like what the plans are after. Because I'm guessing that ACC is going to pass this. Like, it seems like everyone's in support. But I'm just curious, like, what are the follow? Are you going to like send this to the Academic Senate, or have you met with the Academic Affairs Vice President and stuff too?
We haven't met with the AAVP yet. We are planning on taking it to the Academic Senate, hopefully in April, spread it out through the semester. So I think it would kind of be like when we're already in the process of like finalizing our like formal proposal to the minor. So I think it would be more of kind of including that there is like student support and student like just like a desire from students to have something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also like we're not as familiar in terms of like what the process would be of like a formal endorsement. So if that's something that usually would be like working with the AAVP, I think we're definitely open to that.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if, I feel like we shouldn't put it like in formal language yet. Maybe Bella can like talk to Jenny in the next couple days and decide, but like regardless of if it's like verbally said in the resolution or not, I think that Bella should connect with Jenny and kind of just tell her, like, about this, like, priority, because she's just, facing a lot of these committees that deal with academics, and
yeah.
I think it could be good to have that ally, and I feel like she would be somebody that would, like, primarily help with carrying this out, so I feel like you can kind of relate to Bella, like, maybe it'd be good to connect with her, and either, like, just informally, like, kind of have her help with it, or, like, even in the resolution, one of the therefore clauses could say something like, the Academic Affairs Vice President may support with this advocacy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Also, doesn't Jenny stand or, like, attend these meetings?
I don't know if she attends all of them, but she definitely goes to some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she, like, knows these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is Jenny, like, a student? Or
she's
yeah.
the AAVP.
You.
Yeah, the Academic Affairs.
Mm-hmm. I also know that Jenny was supposed to meet with the Academic Senate at the beginning of this month. But I'm pretty sure that that means that she'll meet somewhere, like, in the middle of the month or, like, in a couple weeks or, like, possibly, like, months. So reaching out to her before that happens, I think it would be real productive. Just because these meetings don't happen very often, but
yeah.
she's able to bring up very important things to, like, the Academic Senate and, like, advocate for them when she has these meetings.
Yeah. I definitely think, like, in some shape, like, she should kind of be a stakeholder in this resolution.
Wait, I have one more question about it. Hypothetically, if it does, like, fall through, would the effort of this project continue on and start going into the next school year when it continues in that implementation process? Because I know you said you're in Bella's office,
right.
and she's the primary sponsor, but is this mainly through CERC, and then it would continue to carry on and be implemented through CERC with the new, like, student leadership there?
Right. So I think it's being, like, right now it's in the process of being developed by CERC, and then
mm.
we're also working with the American Culture Center, so
mm.
we kind of have a partnership, and then the Eco Office kind of came on to support, well, they have, like, an environmental justice team, but they also
mm.
wanted to support in terms of, like, getting an ASUC endorsement.
Yeah.
But I think in the future, like, the idea would be, if it is passed by the Academic Senate, it would be implemented by the college or, like, department that ultimately is, like, housing the minor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're definitely, like, we'll still be supporting, and CERC will probably be supporting with, like, the community engagement component
mm-hmm.
of, like, connecting students to those, like, community organizations. I think it would mainly be, like, managed by the department.
Got it. Okay. I was just a little unclear about, like, that policy process,
sure.
but that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you.
And then one more question. All the people on the co-sponsors list, are they're all students, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just because our bylaws allow us to have all students as co-sponsors, so just want to double check that.
Yeah, I think we're
good. Yeah, me's a co-sponsor too.
Yeah, me as well.
Oh, could you add me as well?
Oh, yeah. Would anyone wishes to be added to the co-sponsorship list? Yeah.
I am there? Oh, Ingrid.
Everyone.
Can you add my name?
Yeah.
I
was like, I feel like I did something like this.
Could you add mine as well, Asana?
Mm-hmm.
And then did we want to tell Bella about the not having folks from her office co-sponsors?
I think Nick is on there already.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
because we've been doing that for, like, the
yes.
past
mm-hmm.
semester.
I was going to ask you guys, I know that there's not a lot of people here that are in Bella's office as co-sponsorships, but something we've been kind of applying is just to keep consistency that the office you're a part of, is already a primary sponsor, that means that everyone in the office already agrees with this resolution. So we're kind of avoiding that people in the office co-sponsors if you have a different title, I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to avoid having, like, chief of staff off, because that means that maybe there's not, like, a coherent opinion at support for this bill. And so I'm wondering if maybe, like, Maddie, Anna, you have a different title.
Yeah.
So maybe if, like, Maddie, Anna, and, like, Elise have a different title that we could use for them and have them in that resolution under that different title. Also, just because it seems, like, more impactful, you have people from, like, a very diverse
like group supporting this. You can feel free to send it to me if you're able to gather these different titles, and I'll change the co-sponsorship if you're able to.
Could you add me as well?
Yeah. Do you want to be somewhere in the top?
That's two.
Do you do ASUC VP?
Or just right now executive vice president.
Executive
president. Or like ASUC executive. Thank you. And then just make sure anything new you're adding that you underline it.
Yeah.
Since it was on the original, and then anything crossed out.
My is my head of staff.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Would anyone like to close informal discussion?
I move to close informal discussion.
I second.
Motion to close informal discussion by Senator Stankovic, second by Senator Nunez. Anyone opposed? Seeing, hearing none, we'll move to item A. We skipped it, so we're coming back. And we'll be talking about the town hall today, just finalizing, hopefully, at least majority of the things if possible. We don't have to have it like all figured out, but at least important things like date, sending a beef out, finalizing sending information to Shelby, and hopefully working on an agenda. I send you a Google Doc through our group chat where we'll be writing all of these things. Oh my god, I can't find it. Oh, here. It should look like this. So these are the notes from last time, some of the things that I've worked on the past week, and then the action items. I don't know, Isha, if you want to have access to this document. I guess summary, if you guys, just like as a recap and also for Isha, the purpose of this town hall, as I shared with you before, it's to essentially hold elected officials accountable, but also just to open the space to the like the student body to be able to talk to us and ask us questions, or just, I don't know, share like maybe some demands they want us to advocate for, since we are now the only like channel that they're able to advocate and like speak to admin and the chancellor. I think it would be productive to have this type of conversation, and I know I've heard at least from a lot of my friends and like other like just like students that they wish to have more of a connection with the SUC, and so I think this could be really impactful. And also, town hall is something that's on their XCOM's bylaw, so we had to hold some sort of town hall, and I thought this would be one of the most productive ways of holding one if we were doing it. I contacted you and Abby prior to making this decision, and you were you were on board. Then I talked to Shelby, and Shelby talked to Jonathan and made sure that this can be mandatory for ASUC officials. She told me that we can decide on a date, and she'll help me set that up and send a Google invite, just so everyone is like aware of when it's happening and is able to make it during the time, and that's something that we can also coordinate. And then elected officials were willing to do this, okay with it. I shared during Senate meeting, no one was opposed. And no one has been opposed ever since, so I think we can move forward. How we were thinking, how we decided, or not decided, but I guess how we thought that the agenda could be structured is by, at the beginning, having a part similar to when we had the chancellor's meeting, where we have filter questions that were submitted prior to the meeting, just because this will give us like more of a sense of security and like comfort. Knowing the questions beforehand will prevent having people ask things that maybe are, I don't know, hateful or potentially like hurtful for the elected officials. And then the second part could be just general questions and open it to the public to be able to comment. But since we have this like precedent of questions are directed to either senators or the ASUC as a whole, then maybe they will only engage in communication and like ask us questions that are like, I don't know how to put it, but I guess like not disrespectful and in like a okay manner. And then I think I will chair the town hall. I talked to Daniel, and we had a like big sense conversation about this. And also in the bylaws is that the chair and the vice chair need to chair the town halls when they happen. And Daniel wasn't necessarily feeling comfortable doing so. And he thinks that we might be the best to do so. But also, if any of you disagrees, we can change that. But I think we could handle it and like also make sure that, I don't know, since it was, I guess, also my idea, like, I don't want to put you in, like, an uncomfortable position, so if I see a question or something people is talking about that I know that would make you uncomfortable, I wouldn't allow it. And then it is the next company, so we have to figure out how we're going to do the marketing and how we're going to, like, have the word out. If it's coming out of XCOM, like, how we do that, who shares it, who talks about it. Well, the ASUC posted, but that would essentially put everyone under this, but it's only for elected officials. So I think that's something that I would love to talk to you, Isha, about. And then how do we make it appealing to people to come? I mean, we want to engage with students and make sure that they know that we're here for you and here for them, and we're a resource. So I don't want this to seem more so like just like a performative thing, but more so like a space that we can hold. So we can have, I don't know, like they can ask us questions, like communicate with us, like have a productive conversation. So I really wish that this is like an event that has a good turnout. So I would love to hear any like input from you guys about that. I'm sure the Daily Cal will show up, so that's something that we need to keep in mind. And then we're thinking Senate Chambers as location is free, is accessible, and potentially if Isha agrees to confirm the booking, I think we can make it happen there. And also, just as a side note, everyone is asking for this to happen at the end of February. So maybe we should look at like a potential day that we can make it happen before March, just because, I don't know, I think election season will start during March, midterms will start during March. I think there's a lot of things happening at the beginning of March, and so if we stick to the end of February, we'll get it out of the way, and I think it is a good date to have this. Yeah.
So that's what I have so far.
What was the date you said again?
End of February. I would love to hear from you guys.
Could we possibly replace the Senate meeting with the town hall?
The Senate meeting is going to be... they suggested April 1st right now. I'm trying to get them to move it to March sometime. But I think just like from internal conversations, the chancellor meeting is going to be more conversational in general. And I want it to be more like public facing questions and stuff like that too. So that'll already be a component, but I think this is also a good additional just so we have more time to like gauge feedback or anything from folks. But I think the chancellor meeting should stay separate just because like it's more formalized during a regular Senate meeting and all that type of stuff. But the way it's looking right now is there's going to be maybe like a closed door social component with just ASUC senators for like 30 minutes. And then I'm trying to extend the live Q&A by like 30 minutes as well. So he'll be there for 2 hours, if that sounds good with you guys. But yeah. Right now they suggest April 1st, but I want to do it in March. Just because like I feel like that won't be enough time for us to actually like April 1st is good, but like there's only like a month and a half left of school after that, so
yeah.
That's good.
I don't know, do you guys think it should be the same thing or separate?
This and the chancellor?
Yeah.
I think it should be separate.
I think separate.
Yeah.
And also I think it should happen before.
I agree. Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
not only would it be useful to gather information from what they want us to ask or like advocate for during the chancellor's meeting, but also I think it would be a good trial to see if we simulate a similar agenda that you have planned for the chancellor. I think it would be good for you to see if this is something that the like community is reacting well to. Would any of you be able to go into the 25 Live and check what the availability of Senate chambers is during the last week of February?
The last week of February?
Yes.
Did you think we were going to work on an agenda today?
Yes.
A
rough.
Maybe you can share it on the...
I was going to have it in like a different tab.
Also, I don't have access.
The document?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just... Is anyone good at taking notes? I would be able to.
Okay.
Do you want me to do it on the same document? Like at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have another tab for the agenda.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you guys have any concerns so far or any questions about?
I have a quick question. So if you're going to chair the town hall, are people also going to be asking you questions? Are you still accessible to have questions asked?
Yes.
Will you be allowing the Daily Cal to ask us questions?
Good question.
And will there be someone that's kind of recording or... A better question is there going to be a live transcript of our answers? If that makes sense.
I was thinking of making it accessible, like, on Zoom.
Yeah. Oh, and then getting the transcripts.
And then I think I would get the transcript from there, just because of, like, accessibility. But, I mean, it wouldn't change much. It would just, I would just have to, like, multitask, like, taking care of both of them, but I think... If it sounds good with everyone, I think we should allow having like the Zoom and also a transcript, which I think it's kind of mandatory for us to have a transcript, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And Daily Cal, I don't know.
I think we should invite them. That's a good idea.
I think they're, they asked me about this and they said that they're will potentially, like, most likely be coming to it when it happens, but I don't know if they're will be asking questions.
Mm-hmm. Just reporting.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just gonna be reporting.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. Yeah.
I wonder why they don't want to ask questions too.
We could encourage them, but I don't know if we want to.
That's true. It would be on the spot. Yeah. And then did you say, so you said end of February, but like, what do you think would be an ideal time of like the week?
What if I check on BCal and I put everyone's name?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Actually not three.
When was, do you remember when Abby had us have, what was this, the strategy meeting?
The Nimble strategy.
The Nimble
strategy. That was dead week, yeah.
That was dead week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she did it at the time our Senate meetings usually are.
How long do you envision the town hall being?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Hour and a half, maybe.
Hour and a half. Can we really not integrate that with one of our Senate meetings?
It's not really the purpose of a Senate meeting is the only problem. So, like, okay. If you want to host at the same time, like, I think what could happen is, I don't know if this is, like, a practice you guys want to do, but, like, you could move to hold a special meeting and start Senate at, like, 9:30 p.m. that night. And then host your event from 8 to 9:30, so that you can make sure everyone will be there.
Will we be able to maybe host it like an hour prior to Senate meeting and push Senate meeting for not so long as an hour and a half, but maybe 30 minutes or an hour?
I think it would be kind of the same procedure. Like you'd have to have like a. It would have to be something like that's voted on ahead. There has to be like a, it's a whole process. Like somebody has to write a written request for me signed by like a certain amount of senators. And then and then that's how we hold a special meeting. So like somebody just basically has to circulate like petition type of thing and email it to me. And then that's how we host a special meeting.
Something I was thinking is, majority of us meet for committees from 7 to 8. I know FICOM usually runs later than that, but I don't think we would not be having a meeting because of the town hall. And then GovCom usually does not run that late either, so maybe we could hold it at 8 on a Monday.
Yeah, it would just depend on the week, because sometimes GovCom is interviewing candidates and those go to like 11, 12-ish.
Yeah.
So just like work with Daniel and Shelby to figure out their schedule for interviews and then go from there. And also like, I mean, if people want to introduce GovCom resolutions or FICOM, or I guess any resolution, you can tell them to hold off for a week or something.
Like telling them ahead of time in case someone needs to introduce a resolution that's urgent.
Yeah, I mean, like they would still have an hour. Like, they would still have their, like, allocated hour, like, that they have.
GovCom starts at 8 also, by the way.
Oh. Joshua told me it started at 7.
No, it starts at 8.
It starts at 8. They moved it?
It was 9 last semester, and it's 8 this semester.
Oh, okay.
Just like us. Wait, what if we petition and then we just push back a Senate meeting, like on the 25th of February? Like, are you guys opposed to pushing back a meeting?
No, I'd be open to it.
Yeah, and I feel like we have, 7 signatures now. And then if we tell everyone and we promote it as like instead of having an extra day you have to attend to, like, we're just going to combine everything on Wednesday and meet there. Instead of taking your time out of your Monday or Tuesday or Thursday or Friday to meet. Do 2/3 of Senate have to sign on to the petition for it to be valid? Or
I'm checking right now. Also, just a flag, the 25th meeting, the council members coming for like a longer presentation about like local government. So I could tell her we need to push it back, or we could do the 18th or March 4th too. Because the chancellor meeting probably won't be before March 4th. Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be late March or early April.
Do we know what the election timeline is right now? Like when are those info sessions?
Yeah, wait, let me check. They're still deciding, but I don't think there'll be an info session in the first week of March.
Okay. Thank you.
Mandatory elections meeting is probably gonna be the week of March 16th, so it's the week after.
Okay.
Or no, 2 weeks after that.
It's very late.
There's, it, because there's Passover this year, so I think elections is a week later this year.
Mm.
So what if we petition to have it on a Wednesday?
How would that look like written? Does it have to be a resolution or quite literally just a statement?
It's like you have to email me.
I'm thinking if we say that, then we can just also be like, hey guys, everyone, like, wave your announcements, please, like, that week. Maybe we can, like, to encourage people, you know, because I feel like those can also take a long time, and then maybe we could add this and then kind of take that out.
Yeah, and we should do it in a week where they don't have their long reports. I mean,
Yeah.
So the last week of February doesn't work, Nisha? Would it have to be like the first week of March?
I mean, it's not that it doesn't work. I just think we should, I don't know if like asking her to present later. It's up to you.
Yeah,
though,
I feel like preferably we should probably just do like the week before, the week after. Like,
yeah.
I don't think we should have.
Yeah, I feel like March 4th would be.
Is that one of the presentation weeks, like where everyone talks or no?
Like, is it every other that they come and present, like the commissions?
I feel like it feels like tri-weekly.
I
don't
know. No clue.
Do you know each, are they
a month?
Like
almost.
How commissions present?
Commissions will present. Let me check.
Is it?
They're presenting next week. It's once a month.
It's once a month.
They're presenting February 11th and then.
So
March
11th. So they would.
Also, the fourth would be.
Yeah. So then the fourth would be shorter.
Do you want to?
There might be appointed reports, but it's if it's an even week. But that's, there's no commissions.
Oh, it's not. Because
if it's an odd week, then appointeds are also not presented.
Yeah, I think it's an odd week.
Would you like to push it for the whole hour or just a little bit?
Also, like, this is kind of what it looks like. You basically have to say, like, dear colleagues, the senator, I don't know, let me check, I'll check the bylaw if there's a specified amount. I think it's 5 people in the Senate have to request it. And then you say you're requesting a special meeting at this date, at this time to discuss whatever it is, or like for whatever reason you're requesting a special meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll probably also have to like cancel the regular meeting and call it a special meeting for that day, if that makes sense.
Because you're pushing.
Yeah, because it's like, if we call a special meeting at the same time that would overlap with a regular meeting, it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
So you'd have, probably have to, somebody would have to call for a cancellation, which I think does require a 2/3 vote, and then the special meeting, basically.
It is an odd week, so.
Also you'd also do 7 to 8, too. I don't know if it's like, I feel like most people might be free the hour before, and then you don't have to do the whole process.
I feel like 7 to 8 would work for me. And like, I mean, if people have other things to do, I mean, I think it would be okay.
Which
but
we would only make it an hour?
Or like 6:30.
What time are exact and chief appointed meetings?
Those are on even weeks. So if this one's an odd week, I guess we should confirm if it's for sure an odd week. But if it's an odd week, then there's no executive appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless you said 4th is an odd week.
Yeah, the March 4th is an odd week. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then there's no exact appointments that week. Yeah, there's no.
So maybe we would do it March 4th.
I have discussion until 7, so I wouldn't be able to come earlier than that. If we're pushing it like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
if we do like 20 minutes for like the individual questions, and then 30 minutes like general questions or something.
I think we can keep it to an hour.
For the first time, an hour sounds fun.
If it has a good turnaround, then we can have it again. But then,
yeah.
An hour, I think it's good to start.
Yeah, especially for the first one, we probably wouldn't have like that
many
people.
And we don't have to deal with the moving Senate meeting to later or anything like that, which I feel like. And for the, which means it would start at 7, or more so like 7:10, if we account for Berkeley time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can follow pretty much the same structure as the chancellor meeting last semester, so just like have a short introduction and then move into the questions.
Like
the pre-reading questions. Mm-hmm. What we're thinking about was that we can have there can be the option of these questions being anonymous. And then during the meeting, also if people want to stay anonymous, we can have paper where they can write questions and someone can pick them up and give them to me. And I would read them out loud. I think I would like to allocate a little bit more time to the open forum questions than to the pre-reading questions, just because also I don't know potentially who these people will be writing the questions and also if they will show up. So I would rather prioritize people that are actually in the room. And we can have we start actually everything at 7:15 and we allocate 15 minutes for the pre-written questions and then 30 minutes for open forum, something like that.
And we're also going to figure out depending on how many pre-written questions we get a lot of pre-written questions maybe we could make it a little longer.
I feel like there won't be a lot of pre-written. When I did the chancellor meeting, we posted about it 2 weeks ahead and or maybe more, and there was only 4. It was Nancy.
So I think it would be probably less than that.
I think that I feel like you should just make it more of market it as give us your input that we can take to the chancellor type of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's more of a brainstorm rather than formal Q&A. Because I'm just wondering if we'll be able to answer the questions even. Or because what you're envisioning is people submit questions and then we answer them.
Well, one ambition is that they would just add things there that they don't want to share in person. If it's either a question or an input or a demand, they can
just. Is it for us or for the chancellor or for both?
For us.
Okay. But I guess if let's say I was at the town hall, how would you pitch it to us? A student, just a regular student, how would you pitch it for me to want to come, I guess?
I guess how I would pitch it is that this is a town hall, we're gonna hold space for students to be able to talk to us and share with them what input on either it can be questions that they have about the SUC or what we've done so far, or also it can be productive conversation on things that they like us to do and advocate for them. So potentially the only reason why I'm mentioning chancellor is because I feel a lot of them want us to advocate for specific things and bring them to the chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this could be a good space for them to bring that up. So when the chancellor meeting comes, we already have notes about it.
Yeah. I think that's good. I guess just emphasize whenever we do the advertising, this is what the ACC actually does so that people know what they can get from it. How can we advocate for them? Give a few examples of stuff
like
that.
I also think a lot of this is just also to be able to learn what the ACC is. Because I think a lot of people have concerns and stuff about what's happening on campus. And they turn to the ACC and they're oh, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. And it's room again, for productive conversation where people might bring up questions about oh, why haven't you done blah, 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 and whatever this issue. And it's a space where we actually can't do this, but there's some other ways we can influence or lobby this administration on this or that.
Yeah. I just think that needs to be clear before people come to them, because they're going to blame us for not doing anything, but also at the same time, if we're asking them to, take time out of their day to,
mm-hmm.
kind of come to us, we should be, very clear about, here's, examples of, what we can do for you.
Wow.
And we do that,
yeah.
Before people even come, so they're oh, this is what I can get from the event, is, advocating for this stuff.
Yeah, we can be kind of,
a
learner about the ACC, but also hold ACC accountable type, or, learn about the ACC and just, ACC transparency, the ACC does. Ask questions about what the ACC is.
And we did talk about it last meeting as well. It was we need to really I think this would be really useful to set up that precedent of this is what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come and tell us we're not doing anything, it's a good time for us to share how we can advocate for them and what we do as an organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you guys want to put in the reservation for March 4th, it's looking free right now. I'm just double checking that we put in.
Is your new review in 25 Live?
It's the regular Google form.
Well, yeah, sorry. I forget about
I could do that.
Yeah, if nobody put in a request for that time either yet, it's okay. It's
fine. I could do that.
When we are advertising it, what's the best way for us to do that?
I think we could post on the AACC account as well, and I'll post, like, on our personal accounts. What if we, like, all post on our accounts, and then we share with some, like, people, some other senators? Like, what if we all have, like, 2-3 senators we share collab posts with? Does that make sense? So that's, like, something that every senator has supposed to.
So, like, what they did for when they extended
the library hours,
huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Real.
And maybe we would advertise it 2 weeks prior to when it's happening? A week? I think 2 weeks is good.
Maybe
yeah.
2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks. I can take care of the Google form and then. I can coordinate with Gigi and also Shelby.
And we're gonna do 6 to 7 or 7 to 8.
Sorry?
We're doing 7 to 8.
Yes.
Do we need setup time?
I don't.
Should do 6:30 to 8.
If it's available, maybe. I'll just do it. So we can get in early.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, so we can like set up.
Yeah, I mean. This is pretty much.
That's daily.
Imagine. I think,
I'm sorry. Did not mean to interrupt the meeting.
God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
wait.
I keep it open.
I guess, like, that's pretty much it. I don't know if you guys want, I mean, we'll reconvene next week and we can keep working on it, but so far I think this is good. As long as we have the date, I think that's, like, very helpful because, then I can send it to, like, we have the reservation, I can talk to Shelby, I can bring it up to the Senate, and then whatever else, we have, like, over a month to finish. We don't have to stay here for longer.
I tried to take notes on, like, setup structure and purpose,
yes.
But, like, it was a little difficult because we were, like, bouncing around, but...
Don't worry.
That's kind of everything talked about. Would we have, should we ask... the CCO office to kind of like head PR for that?
Yes, I'll contact Gigi, or maybe, do you want to contact Gigi?
I can, yeah.
You can contact Gigi, I'll contact Shelby.
Oh, yeah.
You can maybe ask, I was gonna say you can ask Matt, because there's a budget for catering for like conferences that the ACC hosts, and since we're gonna make this mandatory, there we could probably use that budget, but maybe we could use a different budget too, like Shelby's budget.
You want to ask
Matt?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ask Giselle, Shelby, and Matt. Maybe like a message together and be like, can we use anybody's budget for this? I think that's a good idea.
Bless
you.
Sorry, I hope I was helpful.
Yeah, helpful.
Thank you,
Shelby.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I saw you guys were talking about the agenda, so I was like,
let me know also if you come up with any ideas or if you have any more input.
Yeah.
And we can implement it.
I mean, I trust y'all. I think this will be good. Let me and Abby if you need any support. And yeah, once you submit I'll look out for the reservation and approve it when I see it. And then you guys can do all like the planning and making sure all the other senators and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll keep you posted with what's happening with the chancellor meeting as I find out.
I'm gonna CC both of y'all on my email.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I think the idea of getting everyone to post it is probably best.
Yeah.
And you filled out the
yeah.
Okay, request.
The chancellor meeting, I think, is still, the link is on my Instagram, but it was just like a, do you have a question? Like one question. It was like, what's your name and what's your question?
Okay. I think, do you guys want to adjourn?
Yeah.
Wait, I motion to close informal?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Informal discussion?
Motion to close informal discussion by Senator Rodarte, is there a second?
Second
by Senator Tai. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion to adjourn by Senator Norman, is there a second?
Second
by Senator Nunez. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, the meeting has been adjourned at 8:05. Thank you guys.
Thanks,
Adam.
What's my email?
Oh yes, I need to do that. I totally forgot, actually. Like, Senator Chai? Senator, okay. I combined both of you guys. Senator Chow?
Here.
Senator Mimon?
Present.
Senator Stankovic?
Here.
Senator Chai?
Here.
Senator Nunez? And Senator Rodarte?
Here.
Yay, everyone. Here. Thank you, Isha.
Of course, yeah.
And maybe, yeah, whatever questions you have,